In 1162, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287 was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.
Well, hello and welcome back to Look What's After Happening. Colin Spress here, sitting in for the absent Killian Vermilion. Killian's over there, sitting in for the absent Colin Spress.
Yes, that's right. We unfortunately couldn't make it to our own chairs today.
Yes.
I'm, for two reasons, I'm of course stuck on this elasticated leash that's connected to the wall.
Yeah, and I got stuck in one of those. I got stuck in one of the mouse traps we have on the ground here.
Yes.
Just kind of one of those big glue mouse traps.
Yes, that's right, a glue mouse trap. I mean, you're big enough to move that, but you don't want to disturb the mouse, is what you said.
Well, he seems to be sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, if he wakes up, then I can move. But it doesn't stop you being attached to that apparatus, to the
swing. I suppose there's no, I'm never going to make it over to that chair.
No, you're getting very close though.
Yes, I've done a couple of runs now.
Yeah.
And yeah, well,
you really hit a peak, don't you? Like, it's kind of a bit of a bell curve in terms of the first few. You're getting closer and closer.
You're getting the gist of it.
Yeah,
and then you're running out of energy.
Yeah, you're weakening very quickly then after that. Yeah.
I seem to be getting lighter as well, so I can't.
Well, this is the thing.
I can't even touch the ground anymore. The strap is just holding me up.
Yeah. Well, you're very light, so when you work through your energy, there's a real change in your mass.
Mm.
That's the thing. I
keep breathing out all those carbon atoms,
so you get lighter and lighter. Now, this I didn't realize, but this chair is the broken chair.
Well, it's not broken. It's there's a dial at the front. Below the front.
I don't think the dial is able to work with my girth.
Well, you can swap for the other chair if you like. Not this chair, obviously. Your chair.
No, I've loosened it now. I've loosened it.
Okay.
I'm swinging around.
Well, is that a problem? You enjoy a good swing, famously. Right, you screwed that in now. How's that?
No,
not happy with that.
No difference at all.
Do you want to swap for this chair?
No. This is fine. This is perfect. This is great.
Yeah, I mean, you're intentionally leaning backwards.
I like a little bit of a lean and I like a little bit of resistance.
Right.
Because I'm a man of size. So I like a little bit more resistance in my chairs.
Yeah.
Because I like to feel safe.
Mm.
And I don't feel particularly safe now.
That's what you look for in a wall as well, isn't it?
Oh, I love a bit of resistance in a wall. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's only because I was raised in a house with soft walls, you know. Mum used to just, rather than building with bricks and stuff, Mum was the builder in the house.
Yeah.
So she'd just kind of, she'd gather a bunch of just bric-a-brac in a mattress and a duvet.
Is that where bric-a-brac gets its name?
Yeah, bric-a-brac is soft bricks.
Right.
Yeah, that's what...
Wow.
That's what.
So it's like, what are we going to call these bricks that are made out of brac? They were made out of bracken, weren't they?
Well, some of them were made out of, yes, local bracken, some gorse. And if you were doing it near Halloween, of course, which we are coming up to, it would be made of a brack. It would be made of a barn brack. And that wouldn't last as long now because the brack would kind of, like it's a cake. So it's, you know, it's food and it would sort of, wouldn't last long in our house. And I don't mean it would expire. I mean, we'd eat the walls.
Right, yeah, so yeah, cake walls.
Cake walls. Yeah, yeah, there's no privacy in a house with cake walls.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So, so it would just be just a pile of like those cheap tin rings on the ground as dividers between
Mom,
rooms.
Carl keeps eating my wall.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, Leave him at it. Sure, isn't he doing no one any harm?
Apart from, say, you know, when the house collapsed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a load-bearing cake.
It was a structural cake, yeah, yeah. It was. And he, God, he was very sorry after that. He was very sorry. You know, we lost a couple of pets. We lost...
As in they died or they were just lost?
We don't know.
Somewhere underneath.
Well, there was a couple of...
Weeds and cake.
Well, some of them now... Yeah, I mean, some of them screamed... So I think they
screamed.
Have you ever heard
kind of pets?
Have you ever
these?
Heard a rabbit scream?
No, I don't.
God,
think
it's
I have.
Horrific. It's horrific. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd say definitely now Bugs was dead, but some of the others might have taken their opportunity to head off.
Yeah.
And Arthur, of course, Arthur died. Yeah.
What was Arthur?
He was the king.
King Arthur.
King Arthur. Yes.
The turtle.
The turtle. Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, listen, we should probably address, if anybody came to our Fringe show, you may not have seen the entirety of the double act.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
You might have only seen one of us.
Or just the front of us.
well,
because
yeah.
there was a rumour going around that you were going to get to see us from all angles.
Yeah,
and some
well,
people
we said
did
we were
going to
be
on
in
stage
the round.
At some points and were like, well, you said we were going to be in the round. A couple of people were like, well, I want to see the top of you from above.
Yeah.
I want to see, like, let me up that on that gantry.
Yeah.
But no, we denied all of those requests. We were saying, nope, we're just coming from the front.
Just from the front. That's all we had worked out.
Yeah.
You know, I'd only certainly been doing weights on the front. So I just wasn't comfortable with people seeing my back.
Yeah, just moving the flab to the back.
Yeah, just kind of just squeegeeing.
Yeah, the weights were kind of like just rolling it back. Using me as like rolling pins.
Yeah, it was essentially like a rolling pin situation, yeah. Do you know that there's a machine online where it sort of like crushes things, has a bunch of like metal teeth and it kind of pneumatically grinds stuff.
Okay.
I lay on that for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Just pushed all the flubber to the back.
Okay.
So I didn't want anybody to
flubber.
See that.
the thing invented by Robin Williams.
Well, yes. I mean, that's film flubber.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, it's added in, you know, with film magic, they added in a bunch of like extra abilities.
Mm.
Regular flubber, like my body flubber.
Much as kids have been disappointed to find out, you do not bounce.
I don't bounce.
They kick
I don't
you out that
glow. Well, here's the thing. I won't bounce, but I will absorb a fair amount of height.
Oh.
So I'll slam down and I'll
absorb a fair amount of height.
In a fall.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. So I'll slam down and like, do you know those, I don't know what they're called. Like you get them like little squishy eyeballs and you slam them onto a window and they kind of stretch out and look real flat and they sort of come back into an eyeball.
Yeah,
that's kind of how my back operates. So I'll slap onto the ground. My flubber will spread out like a web, I guess.
Okay.
Just like splat web.
Pancake.
Like a pancake. Yeah, exactly, like a pancake. And then I'll just slowly reconstitute and I'll get back up.
Yeah, like the T-1000.
Yes. Yeah. But much slower. much slower. The T-1000, God, they can run.
Yeah. The kids were like, oh, he's reconstituting himself. We get a bit. Actually, no, we don't need to get out of here fast.
Yeah,
no, he's just kind of leaning over against that fence now.
I think he's throwing up.
Yeah.
Right. Looks like a full breakfast roll coming out.
Yeah.
There we are.
But also, you didn't make it to the last couple of shows. That's the other part of the double act.
Well, that's, so if you saw two of us but only saw us at the front, you were at the first couple of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And if you saw one of us but only from the front.
Well, I did show my back.
Did you show your back?
Because people were like...
Well, you painted me on your back.
Yeah. Pretending like you were a Guato situation. And, I just can't really do the voice.
Not from behind.
No, I mean, that would make it easier.
Yeah.
Because, I don't have to show my mouth then. So my lips could move. But my impression of you was not good.
Was it not? That's a shame. That is a shame. Did you manage to get the back of your head to sort of flap around like lips?
No, I was pretending the back of my head was just your hair. And then you were painted on my back, your face. That was just the fringe.
I was shorter
and more like, you know, I had to put my hands on my shoulders and pretend my arms were ears. And then, but you know, when people do that, when Homer Simpson does it and he puts on a big hat, and but they've usually got more of a belly, and my back is very thin, so it's very hard to form
concave,
a mouth out
if
of
anything.
It. Yeah, as stretched as I could, I couldn't get the mouth to work. The back mouth. Yeah.
Front mouth was working fine.
Front mouth was working fine, but not a good impression of you. So after a while, I just gave up and were like, listen, Colin's not well.
I need to come clean here.
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as people were being fooled by this, because I'm sure some people were fooled.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there was a round of applause, of course, when you appeared.
Now, were people like cheering because it looked like a bit of a disappearing act? Because you disappeared and then I appeared in your place. Did people think it was some sort of magic?
I think people, thought we were sellotaped together or something.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because we hinted that we might do that at some point.
We did, of course, yeah.
But our sponsorship with sellotape fell through.
If you've been using the look what's after happening code, similar to the Bible code, you take every fourth 15th and 20th letter and put them together, and then you'll find coded messages throughout every episode of Look What's After Happening.
And that's the letters of our transcript.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
God, okay. Thanks for reminding me, because
just
lock back into that.
Just
be careful what we're saying. So if you're doing that, then you'd know, like, obviously
we were going to sellotape ourselves.
We were working, the whole thing was working up to the sellotape. Sponsorship, and then because we said one bad word about them, they were like, we're pulling it, you're out in your arse.
Yes.
But maybe, and I say this now, maybe we should have used something a little bit more strong to hold the wings on the plane.
Yes. I mean, on reflection, we did, you know, when we crashed into that house, we were like, this is sellotape's fault. This is all sellotape.
Yeah. Sellotape did this.
They told us to do this.
They insisted we did it.
They insisted we did it. I think it said it on the label that it was fine to attach wings to an airplane with sellotape. On the label of the box we got the sellotape in.
Just that particular one, not all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I agree, yeah. And just because we blamed, and it was the Lord Mayor's house, and we apologised.
Mm-hmm. Again?
What are the chances?
Yeah.
What are the chances? Twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Twice in 2 weeks.
It's just a distinctive house.
It is. And you know? To be fair, they have that garden on the roof, and we think, from a certain angle, it looks like a runway.
When the plane started going down, we were like, well, he's barely rebuilt his house, so we won't do as much damage if
of
we
course.
Just plow into
They're
this.
Already, there's construction happening as we speak during the week, so a little bit more is less of an inconvenience. Yeah.
Maybe this will be building materials for him. We left it all there.
Yeah.
The remnants of that plane are his to use now.
Whatever he wants. There is like Hang Dai, where they have like half a subway cart.
You talking about the restaurant?
The restaurant inside in Dublin, they have a themed subway car.
And that, for all we know, crashed into the place.
Yeah, you don't see Hang Dai bringing him up on criminal charges of damage.
Yeah.
Do you know?
They just roll with it.
That's
the way they are.
Yeah, and that's what we implore you to do. And to be fair...
And that's why we are imploring you to vote for Hang Dai to be the next mayor of Twelfth.
Yes. We are hoping that they'll change the bylaws and allow a restaurant in.
Yeah.
It's far beyond
a Dublin-based
time.
Restaurant.
A Dublin-based restaurant in as... I'm fine with someone who isn't from the area being Lord Mayor.
Oh, yeah. They don't even need to have ever been here.
Well, no, they don't even have to be...
Conscious of the fact that they're a mayor.
Yeah. Sure, there's a dog that's a mayor in a town in the US.
Yeah.
Do you know, so if a dog can do it, a restaurant can do it.
Yeah.
For sure. So anyway, vote for Hang Dai.
That's your motto for life, really, is
a dog can do it, a restaurant can do it. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, my best friend is a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's Sepp's Chinese restaurant down the town.
Sepp.
Yeah, Sepp has a Chinese restaurant. Listen.
Oh, that's his name.
It
doesn't sound like a very appetizing name for a restaurant.
No, it was called Soon Fat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I bring that restaurant out for walks. I sort of tie a little leash around it and I sort of walk back and forth in front of the restaurant every night.
Throw sticks for it,
feed it a little bit of water.
Yeah.
I bring it to the vet.
Mm.
And I give it its medicine.
Its
medicine being just like general like pills and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And just
you have to trick it into eating it though.
I wrap it in a bit of ham and throw it in the door.
Yeah. And Sepp seems fine with it.
Sepp's grand with it. He doesn't mind at all.
Anyway, you didn't make it to the shows the last two performances.
I didn't. No, I was sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that now. I contracted COVID. I had contracted
legally
COVID.
Contracted, yeah.
I had COVID. I didn't check, but I'd signed the contract and it had to hit in. If I didn't take it on the day that I got it, I would have been...
Forfeited your right to lungs.
That's it. Yeah. So a little top tip there to people. If you're, if you're going to sign away your lungs, read the small print.
Because
you think, oh, this is an easy way now to make 400 quid. Just
400 quid for a pair of lungs.
Yeah. But you get to keep them until the end of your life.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty good. But you have to test them every now and again with like respiratory disease.
Oh, yeah. Is that why you were chugging on that car exhaust?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd think they'd want you to keep your lungs in good shape rather than...
Well, no, it's to go into a museum. They're not looking to put it into a...
Oh, yeah.
They want...
The worst lungs ever.
They want some lungs that have been through hell and back.
Yeah.
So, I feel... I don't know if 400 quid was worth it now, but I needed that 400 quid.
I mean, you spent that on building your own coal mine.
Yeah. Building it.
Yeah.
Building it. Didn't get me very far now.
Yeah.
400 quid didn't get very far for a coal mine. But, you can dig a hole and put coal in it. For sure, you can do that for 100 quid. 400 quid.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got COVID, contracted.
So you couldn't make the last couple of shows?
No, they wouldn't let me. So, and I missed it. And I'm still a bit out of it, as you might be able to tell. Like, I'm stuck on this mousetrap.
Yeah. Didn't notice it when you were coming in.
Didn't notice it when I was coming
in. Usually you're very aware of those kinds of things.
Oh, a hyper-aware mousetrap. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, yeah. You would. You'd just be aware of it. You can smell it. Do you know?
Yeah.
I can smell the cheese in a mousetrap from 60 feet.
Yeah, your little nose twitches.
Oh, it does. Yeah, like it. Yeah, I see the kind of like the dancing aroma just sort of like floating through the air. It hits the end of my nostrils and I just float a little bit off the ground.
Yeah, you just go up on tippy toes.
Just on tippy toes.
Head over to it.
Yeah, and there's like the very top two notes of a piano plays like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
and I'll feast on whatever I find, on whatever I'll find.
Cheese or mouse,
yeah. And sometimes it's a little bit of both, a little bit of it's not surf and turf, but you know what I mean. Yeah,
it's your equivalent of surf and turf.
Anyway.
We should say that. So I think we can say that those get yourself prepared because we filmed all of those shows in the Dublin Fringe, and they are going to be available. To view for a price.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Very reasonable
so
price.
Look forward to that. We won't announce how to get them yet because we haven't figured that out exactly, but
no, but we're hoping to stick it up. And yeah. if you couldn't make it to the show and you'd like to see ourselves but also maybe some of our talented performers, then there will be an opportunity for you to watch them.
Yeah.
Which is good news.
We had
The performers. We had like Dave Coffey. We had Alison Spittle.
No, we didn't.
Oh God, sorry. No, we didn't. We had
Ray Lance.
God, we had Jesus. We had fucking that Rover O'Neill. Rover O'Toole,
of course.
Oh, this is gonna. No, we can't do us trying to remember them.
Yeah. A ballast.
Elsa Ballast.
Elsa Ballast. I feel like
there was like one that was like rhymed. What was Laura's character? Was like,
oh no, that
Hannah
was
Hannah Banovan or something.
Sheena Galina was on with Ray Lance.
Sheena Galina was on with Ray Lance.
Blackheart.
Yes. Crap. Craig. Blackheart.
Craig Blackheart. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Craig Blackheart. And God, I mean, no one wants to hear us try to remember.
No, I think Alimony. No, not Alimony. Allegory Finch.
Allegory Finch. Yeah. There you go. Just rolls off the tongue. All household names, of course.
Yes.
And some people that you, you know, you won't recognise, but I'll say anyway. Poor LaRourke.
you try to say, and then just say noises. Poor LaRourke.
Tried to use my accent to say it. Alison Spittle, Tony Cantwell, Dave Coffey, Amy DeVroon, Laura Leary, Ali Fox, Jamie Sykes, Giles Brody, and
Ben Raisi. They all helped us get guests.
They were our network, essentially.
They were our network, so thank them for that. Yeah, they were fun shows, and so look forward to them in the future.
Yeah. Exactly. Not too distant future, but we will let you know how to get to that.
Yeah.
How to get them.
We're just hyping it up.
Oh, yeah. We'll hype it up for a couple of weeks.
Teasing it.
Oh, yeah. That's all we're doing, yeah. And I hope that, like, the best teases are 7 or 8 minutes long and have a bunch of, like, M's and A's and just loose rememberings.
Yes.
Yeah. They're the best teasers.
Yeah, yeah. You'll vaguely remember us vaguely remembering things.
Yeah, God, yeah. Exactly. And it'll be a lovely memory for you to remember.
Yeah. Anything else we need to discuss about the Fringe shows?
I guess just sort of thank you for anybody who came.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Thank you for anybody who came.
We are sorry about some of the instances, obviously, like the goat on fire situation. That goat was found a couple of days later, still on fire, but has survived.
Yeah,
no hassle with that. It was kind of like a Charmander situation. Like, I think we described it a little bit more gruesomely than necessarily it was, but it was just the tip of their tail just had a flame on it.
Right, is that what a Charmander does?
Charmander has a little flame on his tail. Yes, yeah. And if that goes out, then I think they're very sick or their powers are gone or something. But if their flame is going on the back of their tail, very healthy Charmander.
Yeah.
Same with a goat. Same with the goat.
Yeah, yeah.
If a goat is running around the place with a healthy fire
full
on his tail,
vim and vigor. Well, let's talk about what we're going to talk about this week.
Oh, yes. I'm fucking about time you got clearance.
Fucking about time.
About time we got clearance to talk about it.
There have been injunction after injunction.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, they didn't want us to shed light on the hairy history of the Guggenheim.
Yes, literally hairy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, the Guggenheim.
Yeah.
Now, what is the Guggenheim?
Guggenheim is, it's a number of things, I think.
Oh, you know, yeah.
It's a technique.
It's a technique. The Guggenheim technique.
The Guggenheim technique.
It's a technique for displaying art.
It is a technique for displaying art, yeah.
And it's a museum.
It is a museum, yeah. That's what we've settled on. And it's a museum that's based in a very famous country. And it houses some of the art of the world.
Mm. Such pieces as the painted one.
The sculpted one.
Yeah.
The one they left behind.
The one they left behind. The famous one where the person's kind of looking at the viewer.
Yes, the one where you see depth to the character.
There's the one where there's light and shadows.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. The one where they almost got perspective.
Mm.
That one's fantastic.
Yeah. The one where they're smiling, but they've got lips.
That one's terrifying. Don't bring your children to see that one. That's pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like they had lips at some point.
Yeah.
And no longer. There's the one that you think you're looking at, but you're actually looking at the one opposite.
Now, just in case you think this is going to be the next 15 minutes.
You're right.
You are absolutely right. There's the one where...
yeah.
Yeah. It's the one where it's made out of crayon.
Yeah. There's the one that looks like a toilet.
Yes. That may have been just the toilets in the Guggenheim.
Oh.
Anyway, Randolph Guggenheim.
You pissed yourself in the Guggenheim, didn't you?
I did, yeah. But I just claimed it was an artistic expression. I was so moved.
An artistic expression?
Yeah. I was so moved by one of the pieces. The one that has colours in it.
The coloured one.
I was just floored.
Floored. You were. Yeah. You were
laid
down
on the floor
to the ground,
and pissed myself.
You pissed yourself. You cried. You kind of just got all of the liquid out of your body very quickly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Any liquid I could get out, I got out right there. And then I was in for a penny.
In for a penny, for a pound. You were slobbing all over yourself, snotting, crying, peeing, the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. You kept your blood in?
Kept my blood in, kept my shit in.
Yes, you did. God, yeah.
Not out of...
Respect.
Not out of lack of attempt.
I was just
you'd already gone. Empty.
You'd already gone. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Though, and
it's like there are different ways of showing respect. If you have a meal in certain countries, it's nice to burp afterwards.
Yeah. Or finish the plate.
Finish the plate, or leave some on the plate.
Or leave some on the plate. We never know. Or lie down and evacuate all the liquids.
Yeah. Like a Catherine wheel.
You started spinning.
I started spinning. Yeah. Because they were trying to catch me.
Well, that's right. And it was great. You should have seen it. Two or three of the security guards came over, and they couldn't get a good grip in you.
No,
because you were just so slippy.
Yeah.
And you
I
were
was
kind
forcing
of,
my own sweat out.
You were, yeah. Well, you were also working up a bit of a sweat, so you were sort of just whipping yourself around, kicking your legs off them, spinning around, doing a little bit of a, like a break dance, I guess.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a piece.
Oh,
magical,
what a piece.
Magical.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's one of the reasons, actually. It's been a while since we've been able to get to the Guggenheim on this podcast, because we've just been dealing with that.
Yeah, we've been dealing with that. There's an injunction based upon that, but it's all been settled now.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
Randolph Guggenheim.
Yes, Randolph Guggenheim, the man who invented the yop.
Yes. And with his yop fortune, I mean, he ran out of things to spend it on.
Well, he did. Yeah. I mean, I tell you what, if it wasn't for the real hero of this story, of course, is Edith Guggenheim.
PF.
What?
PF.
Edith PF Guggenheim.
Yeah.
So she invented the Guggenheim. The museum.
So Randolph Guggenheim, he's got all this money.
Got all this money.
From his yop fortune. He's like, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
He's talking to Edith PF one day.
Yeah.
She's like, listen, I'm going to take your surname, I'm going to take your money, and I'm going to open a museum.
That's right, yeah. And it was a kind of a, it was a museum of curiosities initially. It was kind of like...
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, what's that? The World's Greatest Showman. Do you remember when he opened up his...
I haven't seen that.
It's kind of like a freak show, I think. Like they've a bunch of people who are very tall or... I don't know. People with a lot of skin. I don't know.
Yeah.
And that was what the Guggenheim was initially. Yeah. You know, because people weren't into...
Longest
eyebrows. 12est teeth.
Yeah. The most 12 teeth. You know, he only got to 13. I couldn't get it bang on. But he was like, this is the closest to 12 that you will ever see. 13 teeth in that head. Yeah. It's very close.
It is very close. But he wouldn't
and
say
the
that.
Audience would be like, just take one out, fella.
Yeah, just whip it out.
Yeah.
But he also would be like, well, there's 12 in this. And it was only when they would say, hold on, slow that head down.
Mm.
Slow that head down. Come back to us. I think we saw an odd number of teeth in there.
Yeah, he's like, no, that's one tooth.
That's one tooth, yeah.
That's just got a line down the middle of it. That's one tooth.
Yeah, that's just like a striation. It's just like a line of calcium. the old brown calcium.
Yeah.
And calcium was brown at the time.
This man has calcium in his teeth. That's the explanation. It's a very simple explanation. You can't, in between the calcium this man has other calcium, and that's what's making it look different. As if it's two teeth.
My neck hurts.
Okay, how is your neck now from that? Jesus Christ.
I think I've pulled my neck.
Bloody hell.
Oh, I tried to laugh there, but I was restricted by the mousetrap. Oh, God.
Okay, do you need to lie on the ground or something?
No,
now?
No, I'm fine. I'm not lying in that piss. Okay. Yeah, the 12 is teeth. The 12 is teeth.
And of course, he ran out of people.
Oh, yeah, easily.
And so he started painting people.
Yeah. And what would happen is he ran out of people to paint as well. So you'd walk into the Guggenheim, you pay your money, and then by the time you'd walk out, he'd have painted you and stuck you on the wall. So he was kind of...
But a kind of freakish version of you.
Yeah, exactly. So Edith Piaf was footing the bill, and then Randolph Guggenheim was just...
She was footing the bill with his money.
With his money, yes. Yeah. She was the finances. And he was feverishly trying to fill the back end of this giant museum. Because didn't have enough, am I shouting?
No.
Didn't have enough stuff to fill it, I guess. So you'd walk in and then by the end you'd be drawn and stuck on the wall.
Yeah.
It was basically, yeah.
I mean, if you're wondering where Randolph Guggenheim is today, he's down on Venice Beach in LA, doing caricatures of people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got a TikTok that's very popular. His caricatures are scathing.
Yes.
They really do. They go for the jugular.
He's got a TikTok both on the app, but also he seems to make a ticking sound.
Yeah, I think he's been kept alive artificially.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes his TikToks like, difficult to listen to.
Steampunk Iron Man.
Yes! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just he has to be wound up every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and set off.
Wound up like people take the piss out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how he... Yeah, he's powered by kinetic energy.
They
and
hide
he gets really...
His possessions. Like, where's my fucking shoes?
Yeah. And or they'll hide one shoe on him and a pen. Yeah. Hide his caricature pen.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have my caricature pen. What am I going to do? Ah, fuck it, I'm going to go out. And then he will absolutely be awful to people.
Yeah, he'll do it all day. It's a vicious cycle. Do you know, maybe if he was treated with more respect by his roommates, then maybe his caricatures would be nicer. We don't know these things.
We
don't know these things, right?
Back off.
We're not responsible. We're just telling you the truth here.
Yeah. So what can people expect if they go and visit the Guggenheim today?
Well, today is different. The day you were there, you could expect a room full of just liquids, I would say.
Well, there's paintings on the wall.
There is, but you're not going to notice that.
No, you would notice that. No, I mean, unless you happen to be visiting there the same day that I'm there, you won't see a man spinning around, pissing and spitting.
And spitting and crying. Yeah, you won't. So what can you expect? I'd say, well, listen, just based on the times that I've been there, I think you'll find a family of quite... stern-looking people with cameras and big glasses.
Mm.
That's, I think, something you might see.
Oh, yeah. You'll probably see the security guard who has a nice smile.
Oh, God, his lovely smile.
Yeah. We stood and watched that for, half an hour.
Until he got very angry,
but still smiling. He's like, I'm fucking furious with you now,
but
please.
I have to keep it very cordial, yes.
Yeah.
You'll probably see a bucket with a mop in it somewhere. They constantly keep it clean. Somewhere you'll see a bucket. You'll be like,
oh,
that's it there.
You do get some points if you see the bucket.
Oh, you get points for sure.
Yeah.
You'll probably see... you'll see that the cafe has been closed for health reasons.
Yes. Well, that's what they told us.
Yes.
We can't let you in the cafe for health reasons.
Well, maybe we couldn't go in.
Yeah, I think it might have been...
Rather than the cafe was the issue.
Yeah, yeah. So, do go and check out the Guggenheim. It's a fascinating place.
Yeah,
it's got all
give
kinds
any
of artworks.
Specifics now. Dates. When
dates?
Do you bring
you
dates?
Can take a date there.
Great. Could you find a date there?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in the canteen.
Oh, maybe in the canteen. Yeah, it's kind of like a little bit of a melting pot. The app. Is the app good for dating? The Guggenheim app.
The Guggenheim app. Yeah, if you want to date a painting,
yeah,
just get on the Guggenheim map.
Yes.
App. Map app.
The map app, yeah.
And just take a look around, yeah. Look at the paintings, see which ones you'd
sponsor
you'd
painting.
Bang.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's kind of like, you know those programs in prison, yeah, where you can like get a pen pal and then they can like get married. You can sponsor a painting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once a year, kind of like The Purge.
Security guard will turn his back.
Turn his back. They'll turn off the lights and you get 15 minutes to have at it.
To have at it, yeah. So, you know, I mean, this is all leading up to the Guggenheim's big reveal, which is the most fuckable painting.
Oh, yes. And it's taking all of the data that they have collected over the last 50 years.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a ranking system,
mm-hmm,
and there's going to be, big reveal.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of like, I don't know, like America's Next Top Model, I guess.
Yes.
There's going to be some sort of crowning.
Yeah.
Of the most
previous judges have included Tracy Emin.
Of course, Tracy Emin.
Tracy Emin.
Oh, Emin. Yes.
Yeah.
Emmental cheese.
Andy Warhol.
Luc Besson.
Luc Besson.
The film director.
Yeah. Sophie Marceau.
Marcel Marceau.
Marcel Marceau. I mean, God, that felt like a mime how to fuck a painting.
Too graphic.
Yeah.
Too graphic.
Yeah.
Seemed to enjoy it a little bit too much.
Quite a show.
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson.
From X Factor? No.
America. Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of that.
The Voice? American
Voice? No, I think maybe X Factor. Sorry, dog. Not for me.
Not
that's,
for me.
That's
I'm
what
out,
he said
dog.
To Whistler's mother.
Yeah. Yeah. That's long dead now, this video.
Well, we're wrapping up the show anyway. So yeah, look forward to that and seeing that announced.
Yeah, what have we learned about the Guggenheim?
What have we learned?
Well,
quick summary.
That you can get away with anything if you call it art.
Yeah, exactly.
Seems to be it.
That seems to be it. Well, yeah. That seems to be it for this week.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Good.
Yeah. How are you getting on? You seem to be really tired now because you've just sort of given up and you're giving up to the elastic.
Yeah.
Do you want a hand getting down or?
Well, I mean, are you okay to move?
Well, I think this mouse is just kind of like a sock.
Oh, is it?
I don't think it's a real mouse.
Is that why your foot is bare?
Is that my sock?
It might be your sock,
God,
yeah.
I feel a fool.
No, no, don't worry about it.
No, because I was feeding it a little bit, because I found a little bit of cheese and I was giving some of the cheese to
the
mouse.
Yeah.
It was a very loose mouth.
Now you got some spare socks cheese.
Some spare sock cheese. Don't worry, my socks are full of cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just need a hand down?
Yeah, please.
Okay,
great.
Well, we'll sort that now. Well, listen, have a look out for the videos, and thank you very much for listening.
Yeah. And we will see you back here.
Oh,
back
yes.
When?
Same.
Back.
Back
time. And until that time,
that's what's after happening.
In 1162, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287, was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin Sheen became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.